Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans, and we have the opportunity this week to sit down with President Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at the Youth Gathering. And it's been a busy week, hasn't it, President Harrison?
It's been a busy week, and it's only been 2 days so far.
We're sharing this a little later in the week so that we can share all kinds of stories with you from the Youth Gathering. Pastor Harrison, as you've been walking around the gathering and hanging out here at our booth as well, in what ways have you seen youth learning and serving at the gathering?
That's all it is. You've got these wonderful halls where these sectional sessions are going on constantly, where we've got wonderful experts and speakers for all kinds of substantive topics about what the faith is, what Lutheranism is, ethics, all kinds of issues about being a young person today. So just great stuff, and the kids are just eating it up. I think one thing that we dare never do is sell these young people short. These people mm-hmm. are smart. They know the issues. They know the world around them. They are capable of grasping profound things about their Lutheran faith and the world and God, and to see them soaking it up with big smiles. I just ask every group, how's it going so far? Oh, fantastic. They're just having a ball. So that's mm-hmm. great. Although they're starting to drag a little bit, and start asking, how late were you up last night? 4 a.m.
Oh.
But really a great experience. I wish every person in the LCMS could come here and see these 20,000 kids and just meet one after another fantastic young person.
It is quite an experience to be here and to see all of these young people of our church and to talk with them and to hear the things that they've been experiencing as well. Why is it important for youth to be able to gather in this way?
Well, most of our congregations, fully half of our congregations across the Synod have fewer than 50 people in church on a Sunday. We have many large congregations, many medium-sized congregations, but there are a lot of small congregations. And so for these young people to be able to come from those places especially, but everywhere, and see that there are 20,000 other LCMS youth here, and that's just a small fraction of the total number of kids we have, but to come and see that they are part of something very big, much bigger than themselves. And then they come to the exhibit hall and they see all the kinds of things our church does, all the universities, the pro-life efforts, the mercy efforts. One thing, all the RSOs, the adoption services, Concordia Publishing House, they see this huge thing. And just kid after kid just has their eyes opened and say, I am part of something really tremendous. And not to mention the youth, the counselors that come along, they have the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned just seeing so many youth and fellow LCMS Lutherans at this gathering. But how have you been experiencing the cloud of witnesses at the gathering?
It's just, I did these video sections for the gathering. I didn't even really know when I did them how they would be used, but they're being used at the end of the main gathering at night in the dome. And these kids are just they come up to me and just said how much they appreciate those, and the adult leaders have said this is somehow you really calm them at the end of the day with the message of Christ and his comfort. And it's been really extraordinary to hear them talk about how they've received those simple videos with such wonderful comfort. Because mm-hmm. that's what Lutheranism is all about, the consolation of the consciences. Consolation of the conscience as a topic appears a good 400 times in our Book of Concord. It's basically on every other page. Every aspect of the gospel, who God is, who we are as sinners, who have a God who loves us and reaches out to us, who Christ is, what the doctrine of justification is, justification by grace through faith, what the office of the ministry does, our doctrine of good works, that good works are necessary, but they're not necessary for salvation. It's totally consoling. Where the church is and how we know it's there, Article 7 and 8. Article 9, baptism, it's all about surety and comfort and consolation. I am baptized. And the doctrine of the Lord's Supper, it's all about given and shed, body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of your sins. So, and it goes on. Everything is about consolation of consciences. So these young people live in a crazy world, we all do, and they live in crazy contexts, crazy schools, often public schools, and they need the gospel like never before, and to be able to give it to them with such profundity, simplicity, and constancy is what we're all about, all mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's not just youth that are here. There's adults, there's pastors, there's DCEs, there's youth leaders, there's a lot of adults here as well. What is your message to these leaders that are leading youth right now here and as they're serving and planning back at home?
Yeah. You know, the word of the Lord does not return void, says Isaiah 55:11, I believe. The word of the Lord does not return empty, another translation says. I like the older void. It accomplishes things. The word of God is powerful. It's living, mighty, and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing unto the marrow, the separation of spirit and soul. And I always say, try to separate spirit and soul in the New Testament. It's hard to do that. But the Word of God converts. The Word of God causes faith. The Word of God strengthens, consoles, takes to eternal life. The Word of God is connected with water and buries us with Christ by baptism into His death. The Word of God is connected with the word of a pastor and we're absolved. The Word of God is connected and spoken by you, by lay people, to your friends and neighbors and loved ones, and it forgives them their sins. So the word is powerful, and it's planted. But when a farmer plants a seed, the miracle is not the tractor or the planter, mm-hmm. which are great. They are gifts of God too. But the seed has the power in it. And when you get the seed out there, it grows. Mm-hmm. And so I would tell all of these people working with young people, it is not in vain. It is not in vain. So many of us, all of us who work in the church, have had church workers in the past that were tremendously influential. I've met several here. Mm-hmm. I met one guy. I was a kid who was older than me. He was a kid. He was in the youth circles in Iowa West. So you have an effect, and you have a profound effect by loving these kids and giving them Christ.
An event this large, 20,000 people gathering together, there are a lot of logistics behind it, a lot of planning behind it. And you look around the room here, there are a lot of yellow shirts and orange shirts and blue shirts. Those are all volunteers who have been involved in planning and then here at the event, making sure that things go as smoothly as possible, making sure that youth are kept safe, getting around the city from the convention center to the Superdome, all these volunteers that have given either months or just this week or even a couple of days this week. What's your message to those volunteers who have been here to make sure that this is a safe event where they can hear the good news of Jesus and see that cloud of witnesses?
Thanks be to God. Just thanks be to God. And how many people we see... I've had people come up to me who are new to the event, new, saying, I've never been to this before. I'm a counselor for the first time. I had no idea I was part of something this enormous or this significant. And so thank you for daring. Thank you for volunteering. You make a profound difference in the life of your congregations and the lives of thousands upon thousands of people. And it just keeps going and growing. And we are so fortunate in the Missouri Center. It's a miracle we're still here. After everything we've been through, it's a miracle we still have the same confession, the same catechism. We confess the same inerrant Bible. It's a miracle that we have these wonderful colleges and universities. It's a miracle our seminaries are great. It's something that's so profound. You know, Luther said the gospel passes away for thanklessness. And that is a profound thought. So I never want to stop thanking God, and the Missouri Synod has so much to be thankful for. So much.
Absolutely. We can hear the youth coming in behind us. The doors have opened this morning as we're recording. With all of these youth that are here, what is your message to them as they're experiencing this final day and a half? We're looking forward to the divine service tomorrow. Your message to them here and as they return back to their home congregations and communities?
My message is, do you have a chocolate bar or something so I can have the energy to take selfies with another 5,000 of you? The message is, you are beloved. You are worth the blood of Christ. You are who God has made you to be. And that is a blessed person who's saved, who's forgiven, who's beloved, who has been blessed to be part of a church that loves you and teaches you the gospel correctly and the Bible right. And that you have a life ahead of you with Christ. And no matter what you go through, no matter what difficulties or challenges, the Lord Christ is going to stand with you, be for you. And he sends people around here, your loved ones, your church, your family. And they are Christ's own witnesses to you. And so be joyful. A lot of joy in the Bible, a lot of joy in the New Testament. Be joyful in that. And that's it. Let's have a good time.
The Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans. Pastor Harrison, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm supposed to ask you about being a DCE.
Yeah, ask him about a DCE.
Hey.
Put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I am so thankful I have the opportunity to be a DCE. What Pastor Harrison is referring to is at our booth, at the LCMS booth, church workers get to wear a lovely button that says, ask me about being a pastor. Where's your ask me about being a pastor?
You're missing your pastor button.
Yeah, where is it? Nobody's handed me that one.
I love being a DCE. I get to encourage families and youth and families to study God's word together, set up opportunities to do that when I was in the parish as a DCE. My lovely wife gets to do that every day in our congregation, and I get to support Christian education on KFUO Radio as a DCE.
That's
and
great.
I'm thankful for that too. So thanks for being with us on the coffee
hour
today.
Thank you for what you guys do. It's fantastic. Love you dearly.
Thank
God bless
you.
And keep you.
Thank you.
Yep. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour at the LCMS Youth Gathering. You can learn more about the gathering by visiting lcmsgathering.com. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Matt Harrison.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. cus.edu.